First, I wanted T-Pain. Let's play podcast. So when I got up this morning, I thought, I'm going to do T-Pain. I'm on a boat. So I reviewed that video, and every other word was MRF-er. You know what I'm saying? So that was out. Then I remembered my old visitor center exhibit. I had a model of the Titanic, which sank into a cabinet. There was a hole where it would go down. I had icebergs. I had these constellations, as you would have seen from the light boats. I even had a reconstructed, found out who was in a certain lifeboat and what they would have seen. A lifeboat, I think, off the starboard rear of the ship. So I was all about that for a while. So it's when I finally thought, well, if I'm going to be on a boat, what if we could go back? I've been all about that, haven't I? All about what if I could do it? What if I'd have a do-over? What if the Titanic could have a do-over? And the icebergs would still be there, features this time, not bugs. That was the understatement of the year. But and you could, wouldn't that have been a beautiful sight if you only hadn't hit one? So that's where that came from. And I'm still doing research, though. I still like the riverboat, the raft idea as well. But just a little background. That was totally spontaneous, but it was connecting dots from the past, moving it forward. So that's an important thing that I always try to do with my home planetariums. So there you go. That's why we're on the Titanic.